miss you, my child.
Bless you, Brother Jim, dear.
Birthdays. Uh-huh. How important they seem to those particularly on Earth. Anniversaries, birthdays, special occasions. A gift of remembrance, the importance of anniversaries. These things of the past, these special occasions stand out through time itself. Though we on this side are not so concerned with material occasions, yet to some extent we have remembrance, and we are grateful for the many things that bless us. Many of the things that indeed have been difficult and sad while on earth. For from these things have we learnt, from these things have we grown. When a soul reaches the side of life, oftentimes it is difficult for them to adjust themselves immediately to their new surroundings. Their whole thought, quite naturally, is of the past. The ones that they've left behind. And their greatest desire is to communicate, to contact, and if possible, to comfort those they have left. But very soon they begin to adjust themselves to their new existence. They are surrounded by their dear ones, their friends that have gone before. And the past and the present are one. And the future that stretches out before them is the all-important part of life. We know only too well how sad and lonely and depressed many of you on earth must get at times, particularly those who are left alone to mourn those who've gone before. The task of spiritualism, surely, is not only to bring comfort to those that are left, to bring that assurance of a life continuous, the realization that life before man stretches throughout eternity. The earth mind cannot grasp the meaning of eternity, and we who come to you can give you but a vague idea what it means. Those in your world who are so concerned with the process of dying need have no fear. Though there may be cause in a material sense to fear it because of the nature of illness and sickness, yet the release of the spirit from the body is its greatest birthday of all. To be once more caught up in the realm of the spirit from whence it came. To be released from pain and suffering. To rejoice with those who have gone before you. To feel completely free to be truly one of the souls of eternal life. Surely this is indeed the time for rejoicing. But of course, those in your world who dwell in the materialistic aspect and cannot grasp the full significance of this great truth, we realize that their needs